Peapod.com is a delivery service for groceries through Stop and Shop, and I'm going to start with the main menu and go through the items and comment on a few of them.
Close menu button.
That's at the top.
Blank. Heading level 4 delivery / pickup reservation. Blank. You currently do not have a reservation.
So I do not have a reservation pending. Had I had one pending, it would have given me the details of it.
Blank. Delivery / pickup times button.
And this is where you can go to read a list of the available delivery or pickup times. Pickup is where you arrange to be there at a certain time to pick up your groceries, and you go into the store and they have everything ready for you. I have never used that, so I won't comment further on that one.
Navigation region. Home menu.
The delivery times are mostly in two-hour windows, and they vary from as early as 6 to 8 in the morning until up to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Browse aisles menu.
So you can browse the aisles, and the aisles include dairy, baked goods. They include meat and seafood, frozen foods, and there are sub-aisles among many of those. So, for example, if you go to frozen foods, you can find frozen fruits, frozen vegetables, frozen entrees and sides. Side orders and all sorts of things.
Specials menu.
Specials. I don't go there very much, but they do often have things in there with a reduced price.
Order Genius menu.
The Order Genius menu is interesting. You can use Order Genius to predict what it thinks you want to order this time based on what you've ordered in the past. And if you're not careful, it will fill your cart with everything you ordered the last time or everything it thinks you ought to want. But there is a checkbox that you can go through when you first start Order Genius. If you uncheck it, it will not fill your cart, but it will show you a list of all the things it thinks you should order, and you can check the ones you want. I think it is important to mention that it will only show a certain number of items on the screen, and then if you want to see more, you have to find the View More link and hit that.
Past purchases menu.
Past purchases, you can look at the things you purchased in your last order, the last month, the last 3 months, and it will go all the way up to everything you've ever purchased since you started using Peapod. And I usually set it to everything. It's got about 300 items, different things I've purchased. And I just quickly go through that list and check the ones I want to order. And it doesn't take me very long to fill my cart.
Express Shop menu.
The Express Shop menu, you can go in there and actually put in an item number. I've never made much use of that one, but it does work.
Favorites menu.
Favorites, I've not used at all.
Menu. My account menu.
And you can go to the My Account menu if you need to change something.
Notifications, one menu.
Notifications, you'll notice it says one. That's because there's a notification on My Account about the recent snowstorm and what its effect was on the delivery order windows. They added some extra time so that people could get their milk and bread for the snowstorm.
Help menu, referral friend menu, logout menu.
I've never used the Refer a Friend menu, but you can get some sort of discount by referring somebody.
Refer a Friend logout menu.
And there's the logout menu.
Email us menu. Call us menu. Give us feedback menu.
They are very responsive when you contact them. I've had to contact them by phone a couple of times to fix a problem on my account, particularly when I moved to Watertown. I could not change my location manually, so I called them and they got that taken care of right away.
Navigation region end. Main menu window complimentary information.
And that's the end of the main menu. Now, I just closed Peapod and reopened it by just going to peapod.com. I didn't have to log in because I have it set to remember my login information. I also have my checking account set as my preferred payment method. I save a dollar on each order by using my checking account rather than using a credit card. But you can use a credit card of various types. So I just went to peapod.com and here's what I got to.
Search region. Edit search.
So I could search for something.
Search region end. Edit search.
Which I'll just do. I'm going to search for...
Search region. Edit search.
Cherries.
Enter. Search edit. Type of text. Rise. Enter. 114 results for cherries.
And it found a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to now start using headings.
Polar Diet Black Cherry Soda Heading Level 3 Link. IPC Black Cherry Soda 4PK Heading Level 3 Link. DR Brown's Black Cherry Soda Heading Level 3 Link. DR Brown's Black Cherry Soda Diet Yoplait Original Yogurt Cherry Orchard Low Fat Heading Level 3 Link. Yoplait Light Yogurt Very Cherry Standard Activia Probiotic Yogurt Black Chip Sunset Tomatoes 1 Sweet Heading Schweppes Black Cherry Seltzer Water Chobani Creek Fruit on the Stop and Shop Black Cherry Seltzer Water Heading Clear Splash Wild Cherry Sparkling.
So as you can see, it came up with a lot of things, so it would be a good idea to use some more specific terms such as fresh cherries or cherry pie or something else that would narrow the scope of what it found. One of the ones that it found is this.
Link. Heading Level 3 Link Stop and Shop Mixed Fruit and Cherries.
Stop and Shop Mixed Fruit and Cherries. So if I wanted to order this, I would just arrow down.
7 Oz cup, 14 cents, slash Oz, $1. Add to cart button.
And I would hit the Add to Cart button.
Space. One Stop and Shop Mixed Fruit and Cherries and Cart. $1.
Now, if I want more than one of them, I can arrow down to the quantity.
Quantity and Cart. Edit one.
And I'll go down again.
Add one more to Cart button.
There's a button here. I can add one more, so I'll do that.
Space. Add one more to Cart button. Two Stop and Shop Mixed Fruit and Cherries and Cart. $2.
So it told me there are two in my cart now. I am now at the Browse Aisles menu, and I thought I would just go through them so you can hear what the aisles are.
List of 20 items nesting level 1. Link New Arrivals. Link Produce. Link Meat and Seafood. Link Deli. Link Dairy. Link Beverages. Link Bakery. Link Frozen. Link Grains, Pasta and Beans. Link Bacon and Cooking Needs. Link Condiments and Sauces. Link Soups and Canned Goods. Link Snacks and Candy. Link Breakfast and Cereal. Link Alcoholic Beverages. Link Laundry, Paper and Cleaning. Link Office, Home and Garden. Link Health and Beauty. Link Baby and Child Care. Link Pet Store.
So as you can tell, there are quite a variety of things you can browse through. And let's pick an aisle now, and we'll go into it and look for something.
Link Office, Home and Link Laundry, Paper and Link Alcoholic Beverages, Link Breakfast and Cereal.
Let's do Breakfast and Cereal.
Enter, Breakfast and Cereal Link. Main Menu, Product Search, Cart Subtotal and Cost.
And I'm going to use H for Heading.
Recommended for you, Heading Level 3.
And I'm not going to worry about that.
Quaker Instant Oatmeal, Maple and Brown Sugar, 10cc, Heading Level 3 Link. Kellogg's Echo Pancakes, Buttermilk Minis, 40cc, Heading Level 3 Link. Aunt Jemima Complete Pancake and Waffle Mix Buttermilk Heading Level 3 Link. Quaker Instant Oatmeal Apples and Cinnamon 10cc Heading Level 3 Link. Nabisco Belvita Breakfast Biscuits Blueberry 5cc Heading Level. Sponsored Suggestions Heading Level 3. Aunt Jemima Syrup Butter Rich Heading Level 3. Nabisco Belvita Breakfast Biscuits Soft Baked Banana Bread 5cc Heading Level 3 Link. Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars Apple Crisp 100% Natural 12.
And that's just the beginning of a long list of things that you can order. If you hit enter on one of the items, it brings up a bunch of details about it. And if you arrow down twice from the item, there is an Add to Cart button. If I want to get back to the list of aisles, I go up to the beginning of the list.
List of two items. Link collapsed all aisles.
And there is a collapsed link here, so I'm just going to hit this link.
Enter. All aisles collapsed link. Main menu. Product search. Carts up.
And it's now brought me to a list of all the aisles again.
We've got your lifestyle covered. Edit healthy and organic. Farm fresh. Quick and can link graphic image of roses and crack at the top. Browse aisles heading level 1. Main region. List of 1 items. Link expanded. Selected all aisles. List of 20 items. Link new arrivals.
And we've got all these different things. We've got new arrivals.
Link produce. Link meat and seafood. Link deli. Link dairy.
And I already went through these, so I won't go through them again. When I'm finished shopping, I don't have to hit a save button. I don't have to do anything but just close the website, and it remembers what I've added to my cart. And the next time I go to peapod.com, it brings me right back. It shows me how much I have spent in my cart so far. And I can go back and just continue where I left off. Peapod does not include all items that are available in the grocery store, but it does include a pretty good sampling of them. I have set up text alerts on my Peapod account, so when it comes time for my delivery, which I usually get between 6 and 8 in the morning, either on a Saturday or a Sunday, because that's a time when I know I'll be up and be around, but I get an alert on my iPhone. It's supposed to happen about 15 or 20 minutes before your delivery. It says you're next on the list, and then when the driver is actually outside, I get an alert saying he's here. Once I check out and set up my delivery time, my cart is automatically emptied, and I can begin adding items again and add them throughout the week or weeks until I'm ready to actually set up my next delivery. I think there is a $60 minimum per order, and there is a small charge for delivery. I don't recall if it's $6 or $9, and I think the charge may be reduced when you have a larger order. I've had a couple of occasions where they were running late, and they have called me on the phone to say our driver's running late and he's going to be about a half hour later than predicted. So that's a good thing to be aware of. You can indicate in your profile whether you are willing to accept substitutes for any item you've ordered that is not in stock. I don't like substitutes because I don't think they always pick the kinds of things I would have picked as a substitute. But you can tell them to do that or not at your own choosing. All right, I'm going to go to my cart now, and the cart is usually pretty close to the top of the page, so I am there now. Now, there's only one thing in my cart, so here's what it found.
Close cart details window button, blank, heading level 3 produce. Stop and Shop mixed fruit and cherries, 7 Oz cup, 2 in cart, $1 each on sale. View details or change quantity, button collapsed.
So I'm on the row that lists the cherries that I ordered. Now, if I wanted to change the quantity or delete them, I could hit enter on this button, and
view item detail button. Delete item from cart button.
I can delete the item.
Remove one from cart button. Quantity in cart. Edit two.
So it's telling me I have two in my cart.
Add one more to cart button.
I can add or delete the number of items. Below the list of items in the cart are these.
Depot direct check minus $1.
That's the, because I use my checking account, I save a dollar.
Blank, savings, $1.50. Blank, total $10.95.
So my total is $10
and $95,
and that includes the delivery fee. They do not include tipping online, as far as I know. You can tip the driver in cash if you choose to, or you can add a tip to the sheet that the driver gives you to sign, confirming that you received your groceries. I always just ask the driver, will you add a tip, and I tell them how much to add, and they do it for me, and that works out very well.
Link graphic image of a piggy bank of stacked coins.
So you can see that they've added alt text tags to some of their images. That's good.
Link at PodPass, your pass to free delivery.
PodPass is something it talks about here. I have not chosen to use that. It's something you pay an annual fee for, and it reduces or removes your delivery fees, and you can order as often as you want, and I just have not found that all that useful for me, but some other people may like it very well. There is an empty cart button, which you can use if you want to remove all of your items from your cart and start over. Once you place an order, your cart is automatically emptied.
Start checkout button.
So I'm going to hit that button.
Enter. Delivery / pickup.
And I'm going to choose delivery.
Close log management, but how would you like your order? Blank, heading level 3 delivery, 100 Forsyth Street, Watertown, Ma 02472, link select delivery.
So I'm going to hit the select delivery link.
Enter, select delivery link, delivery times, close log management, blank, link unavailable, collapsed delivery times for Saturday, February 11th.
And it's telling me that today is unavailable, this being Saturday.
Link selected expanded delivery times for Sunday, February 12th.
And I can go through different days. Like if I wanted my delivery on Tuesday, I would arrow down to Tuesday.
Link collapsed delivery times for Monday, February 13th. Link collapsed delivery times for Tuesday, February 4th.
And I would hit the link to expand that. But let's assume I want my delivery tomorrow, which is Sunday. I'll go down past this list of days.
Link tab panel start. Sunday, February 12th. Blank, list of 15 items, heading level 4, 6 a.m., 8 a.m. Delivery time sold out button unavailable.
Ah, I can't get my 6 to 8 a.m. order.
Heading level 4, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Delivery time sold out button unavailable.
That one's sold out.
Heading level 4, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Delivery time sold out button. Heading level 4, 8:30 a.m., select 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. delivery time slot button.
So I could, if I wanted to, select this long window, 8:30 to 2:30. So let's see what else there is.
Heading level 4, 9 a.m., 11 a.m. Delivery time sold out button unavailable. Heading level 4, 10 a.m., 12 p.m. Delivery time sold out button, heading left, delivery time sold out button, heading level 4, 12 p.m.
So it pays to set your delivery up well ahead of time. But let me go back up here to this long window.
Delivery heading, select heading level 4, 8:30 a.m. 2 p.m. Select 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. delivery time slot.
And I'll hit the select button.
Enter, select 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. delivery time slot button. Order under minimum dialog, your order total does not meet the $60 minimum order total, okay button.
And sorry, but they won't let me do it because I haven't spent enough money yet, but you get the idea of how it works. Once I've placed an order, I receive an email confirmation, and then later on I receive an email telling me that I have up until a certain time to make any necessary changes. If I want to add things to the order, as long as I haven't gone past my cutoff time, I can go right back into Peapod and start adding things to my cart, and then hit the update order button, and it will update what I've selected. I also receive periodic emails telling me that I can do that, and there's a link in each of those emails that I can go to continue my shopping experience. So that's the end of this little demo, and I would now welcome any questions or comments you may have about Peapod.com, which I really have to say is pretty easy to use, much better than it was years ago when I first used it, and it's convenient, and it's a wonderful service.
What would it be the experience of using it on an iPhone?
It's very good also. I've placed my whole grocery order while I was on my way to work from Everett a couple of times, and it worked out fine. Living alone and not having anyone who drives with me, it's extremely valuable. It's one of the best services I've ever used. I can heat up the food once I get it. You can't buy a hot fried chicken right out of the fryer. You know, they go on a route and they take the material for each customer and segregate it from the other stuff. And then when they get to you, they hand it out to you. So you get bags of stuff. But that doesn't mean it's not a great service. I don't know what I'd do without it, actually.
We always ask the audio house often, do you substitute anything? They'll tell you what they substituted.
Yes.
And you can refuse the substitutions.
Yep. That's right.
Because
I forgot to mention
that. Before many times, and they say, okay, we'll take it off, and then you do get an email literally maybe like an hour later that tells you there's a change in your total amount, because I have it charged for our credit card. Says your credit card was credited this amount of money.
When you mentioned that you could pay an annual fee, do you know what that is? I think Marla told me on Instacart, I think it's $150 per year, but she has food delivered several times a week.
Yeah, I think it's $100 with Peapod, or very close to that, and I don't quite get the value of that. It's kind of like using the pantry at Amazon. I don't get that either, because my needs vary from time to time. I think there's no delivery fee when you use the Pod Pass, but you still have to spend up to a certain amount of money before there's no delivery. I think if you spend $100, there's no delivery fee. And I usually spend between $60 and $100, unless I'm really in a junk food craze, and then I'll spend more. But
there's also something called Peapod VIP. And what it is that if you amass, I think it's $2,000, you spend $2,000 in a 12-month period, you become a VIP. And you get coupons for free delivery. A lot of times they don't say it's free delivery, but they'll say like $6 off of it or something, which makes it free. And you also get free samples of things too. So.
If I get one of those coupons today, can I put that item into my cart, and then when I finish my order next week, I'll still get the discount?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Although I don't always find those coupons easy to manage. I get lost in all the links and everything in them sometimes, but they do send them out.
Yeah, there's a link in them that says, like, view online. You just click that, and it goes to, like, the web version of it. It's pretty easy.
But I did want to say that the most substitutes I've ever gotten in an entire $80 or $100 order have been 3 out of all the items, and it's usually 1 or less.
Before I married John, I never used Peapod because I lived alone, and in my space I was worried about it, but boy, I wish I had, because even as one person, there are just things that are hard to travel back and forth. Big ticket items, laundry detergent, dish detergent for anyone with a guide dog, dog food, toilet paper. What we generally do is we do, I would say, 3 or 4 large Peapod orders a year. And that's exactly what we use it for large quantities of stuff for our house. But if I were living where I used to live, I would take my basement storage thing, figure out what I wanted, and do orders specifically to store food. I don't know what I ever did without the service. And now, even though I do most of our shopping from week to week, I wouldn't live without the facility of Peapod. And in the 3.5 years we've been using it together, I have seen very few substitutions.
Yeah. This is years ago, setting up a dinner for Thanksgiving. They actually didn't have the turkey. That was the thing that didn't come. The hell, I don't think I've ever had a problem since. And I enjoy it because I can sort of browse through the store. And often if you go with someone who's sighted, as a sighted guide to go through the store, they don't tell you all the items that are there, but by just sort of browsing through, you find things that are in the stores that you say, let's try this one for a, you know, see what how that works out.
It gives you information about the nutritional facts about foods that
it
you
does.
Order.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
For those that might be wondering, you can order on the phone. You can put in an order by phone. You call it a certain 1-888 number.
Yeah.
And they will put you on a list of, you know, waiting list, because there's so many that call in, I guess. And you leave your phone number and name and phone number, and they'll call you back within a couple hours of the day that you call. And you just give them your order over the phone, and they'll tell you the same things that you read on the computer or the in online.
This is Deanne, and I order my groceries by phone through Roach Brothers. And that's an excellent service.
Is that available all over the place, like Peapod is?
I think it's only some communities.
It just depends if you have a Roach Brothers that delivers to your
I live in Cambridge, and I'm in the district.
Yeah,
but it's not in
Watertown, too.
Yeah, Peapod, Stop and Shop has certain points, like warehouses, where they fill these grocery orders from. Because I know when I lived in Shrewsbury, my stuff came from Framingham.